The RNARS now has around 2,500 members, most of them mustered keen sailors and ex-sailors, all dedicated to the art of talking jargon to each other, the 33,000 other radio hams in Britain, and their friends worldwide, including the likes of Jordan's King Hussein. So what was the society set up to do? The chairman is Tom Bidcombe.
Its prime aim really is to aid technical education, which is the underlying theme of all radio amateurs, self-teaching of a technical expertise in radio.
And when you've wired up your kit, tuned up your aerial, you can talk to other amateurs about anything you like, as long as it isn't politics, sex, or national defence. You can discuss signal strength, your gear, where you are, but not the weather.
This is GB3RN, so I've got two mics on me now. Yeah, fine on being in ride. We're actually at the mobile rally, doing the talking station for the rally. That's why we've gone fairly quiet now. So, back to you.
Now, the RNARS London secretary, Philip Manning, callsign G1LKJ, is a typical amateur, in no doubt about what the hobby is for.
Meeting many people from all walks of life all around the world. I do packet radio mainly, which is using computers and modems and radios to talk between the two. I can pass messages from one side of the world to the other side of the world, or from this country through to New Zealand, Canada, Australia, even into Russia these days.
Now, like all radio hams, Philip is well versed in the baffling sets of initials claimed to scythe their way through the ether more easily than mere words. Terms like XYL.
An XYL is somebody who is an ex-young lady. So in other words, when you're walking out with a young lady, you're a YL. When you get married, you become an XYL. So it's an ex-young lady, as an EX young lady.
Philip, I hate to ask this, but what happens if you get divorced?
You're an XXYL.
Yes. And there are phrases like QRM and QTH, things that begin with Q.
Yes, it's a Q code. It's an international Q code, which has been around since the time in memoriam, basically. It's been used in the services and also for marine radios as well. And it gets used in amateur radio. It's used for abbreviating things, mainly in Morse code, rather than in speech. But so they tend to use it in speech. It's just one part of the sort of radio speak you use on amateur radio.
There are going to be those who will say it's a bit of an isolated hobby, because there you are, stuck in a shack at 3 o'clock in the morning, talking to somebody in Kuala Lumpur.
Yes, it's quite possible. That is what could happen. I mean, there are radio competitions done, and there's one coming up at the beginning of July, where you go and sit in the middle of a field for 24 hours with masts, radios, a large amount of power, because we're allowed to use up to 200 watts on 2 metres, and just spend all weekend calling CQ, 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 CQ contest, all the time, and hoping to try and get contacts from as far away as possible and trying to pick up points.
Round every corner, there are huddles of hams, all of them talking technical.
I don't want to see amateur radio stuff have to be sort of type approved, because I reckon that could...
Well, if you wanted problems. To shift, your SSB a couple of megs.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that idiotic?
Yeah, it is.
And they said to you...
I think we'll leave them to it. Now, in this country, amateurs are licensed by the Home Office, which hands out the letters and numbers by which they're identified, the call signs. Youngsters begin with a novice certificate, moving up to full Class B or Class A operation, working with higher powers and on more wavebands. Like most hams, the editor of Practical Wireless magazine, Ron Mannion, has scorn for anybody daring to work without a licence.
There are very many ways to come and join the hobby. A lot of people come in through CB. That's great fun by itself. Nowadays, with the novice licence and with instant radio available for most people through CB, etc., there's no need for people to break the law.
You have a piece of equipment for sale. A gentleman would like to negotiate with you, and we'll meet you in the Bring and Ride tent, G0OZY. Quick before he changes his mind.